On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and this morning we'll report on what happens when part of your workplace is destroyed. Hurricane Katrina has destroyed fishing communities along the Gulf Coast. The storm has cost the seafood industry more than $1 billion in Louisiana alone. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For almost 40 years, George Barisich has fished for shrimp and oysters off the Gulf Coast, from Pascagoula, Mississippi, to Lafourche, Louisiana. His fishing grounds correspond almost exactly to the region wiped out by Hurricane Katrina.
Basically, what we're looking at is nothing left of our port. To the left is Robin's Oyster Dock. It's twisted steel. Nothing. To the right is what was left of the ice house and his oyster house, his sucking house. Nothing.
Barisich maneuvers his truck through St. Bernard Parish, just east of New Orleans. When Katrina struck 3 weeks ago, killer waves washed over this area. Some residents drowned. Buildings were flooded or reduced to splinters. One of the remarkable survivors was Barisich's 50-foot shrimp boat, the FJG.
FJG stands for Francis, Joseph, and George. My daddy was smart. He named it after all three of us, so there'd be no problem.
The boat's tied up in the Violet Canal, where it's been looked after by a handful of fishermen who stayed in the parish. George Campo refused to leave, even under orders from a young National Guardsman.
I said, my wife left me, my kids just growed up, my girlfriend's pretty enough to find somebody else, and I don't care if I see the sun come up tomorrow, so you don't tell me you're going to put me out the parish. I'm 63 years old, I've been here all my life, and I ain't leaving.
But the parish and the way of life these fishermen have known have changed, possibly forever. Louisiana had been the nation's second biggest producer of seafood after Alaska, but the industry here is now at a standstill. The shrimp and oysters will eventually come back, but Campo is not sure the fishermen will, with processing plants all along the Gulf Coast damaged or destroyed.
You need fuel docks, you need ice houses, and you need somebody to buy them. If I had a boatload of shrimp right now, I'd have to try to give them away, and there's nobody around here to give them to.
Campo steers a small boat gingerly along the canal. He and Barisich point out the logs, cars, and other debris that will have to be dredged out before they'd even think of bringing a fishing vessel through here. Barisich says the shrimp fishing industry was in trouble even before Katrina. The price of diesel fuel kept rising, but the shrimp he caught sold for less than they did 20 years ago.
Most of the shrimp industry was on the knees, you know, just hanging on. Right now, we're laying down waiting for it to be shot like the crippled horse that I used to do in the cowboy days, you know. And if the government gives me a lending hand, I'm not going to need that bullet. But if they don't, you just soon shoot me.
Barisich runs an organization for commercial fishermen. These days, he's casting a wide net for assistance. He tells everyone he meets, government officials, reporters, other fishermen, that the industry needs federal help to rebuild. The Commerce Secretary has declared a fishery failure in the region, which opens the door for the feds to assist in recovery efforts. Barisich is also trying to keep tabs on area fishermen who've scattered to at least 14 states. On the road, he works his cell phone, collecting addresses and dispensing advice.
There's going to be some money coming down, but it's not quick. As a fisherman, I can talk to y'all better than the government people can. I'm just trying to do what I can.
Barisich and his family are living temporarily in a Baton Rouge apartment, 8 people in 2 bedrooms. His home in St. Bernard Parish was flooded to the ceiling. This is the first time he's been back to see it himself.
And my old truck's still there.
Tadpoles swim in the above-ground pool, and when he removes the plywood from the front door, a crawfish skitters away. Barisich struggles to turn the deadbolt, then wades through several inches of interior muck. Calling his wife on the cell phone, Barisich doesn't mention the condition of their house. I'll tell her later, he says, after the kids have gone to sleep. The tough fisherman takes some comfort in the fact his boat survived. After all, that's his livelihood. A boat can buy you a new house, he says. The house can't buy you a new boat. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Orleans.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.